Washburn, here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear. The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Oh my God, look at that fucking ass. You could bounce a goddamn quarter off that thing. That I've talked about so many times on this show is my undying love for, well, eating that ass. That's right, you didn't hear me wrong. In fact, I identify as almost 100% solely a bottom. I mean, there is that once or twice or just random occasion when I will decide to top, but like, you know, we all maneuver through those stigmas and stereotypes that say that bottoms aren't supposed to love ass, that bottoms aren't supposed to eat ass, and that bottoms are just supposed to do what the top wants, which usually just means that we bend over, spread our cheeks, and let them eat our ass. But why can't I eat ass? I mean, honestly, I have, not gonna lie, it's probably one of my favorite things to do in the bedroom, and I'd like to pride myself on being very fucking good at it. Not only good at it, but I feel like I can teach a full-on masterclass on how to properly eat that ass. But you guys, here's the thing. Sometimes I go here and there and maneuver through several different gay-themed podcasts, and recently it's been brought to my attention that so many gays out there openly admit that they absolutely fucking refuse to eat that ass, and that absolutely fucking blows my mind. And also, these old school stigmas and stereotypes that say that bottoms aren't supposed to eat ass, well, I'm here to tell you that I am that bottom that eats ass. So sit back, relax, put on that condom, or pop your prep, and let's explore the entire notion of what it means to get your textbooks out and follow along with me as I teach all of you out there the Eat Ass Master Class. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ+ community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loud-mouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host, popper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your grinder grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here, and welcome back to the show that really just is the most toe-curling rim job that you've ever experienced in the podcast world, My Gay Exposé Podcast. And on this week's exposé, we explore the entire notion of what it means to eat ass and to eat ass in the right way. This week, I am going to give you my full-blown eat ass master class. I should so fucking trademark that shit. But truthfully, eating ass is one of my greatest loves in life. And there are so many tops that I've encountered where we're actually going through the motions of having sex. And as we're fooling around and getting to the good shit, I simply look at them and say, "Can I eat your ass?" And we'll go over some of the reactions that I've gotten from tops over the course of my entire gay walk of shame era. And we'll also talk about why it is that some gays out there actually refuse to eat ass. Yeah, I'm as shocked as you are, you guys. But truth be told, there are gays out there that simply will not eat ass. And I just don't fucking understand that at all. To me, that's just a fucking foreign language that I simply just don't get. I don't understand it. I don't get it. So this week, I actually did reach out to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there, and asked you if you eat ass or not, and to explain yourself. Because, you know, I just need to know if, just because I love eating ass so much, is this something that there are people out there that actually don't do that? Like, is this a normal thing to not want to eat ass? I just have to know. But first, before we actually wipe our ass out with one of those wipes that you get from the butt scrub company, otherwise known as Pure for Men, before he goes down on you and makes your toes curl like he has never made your toes curl before. First, let's hop into this week's re-exposé. Welcome to this week's re-exposé, the segment in which I take the time to reassess, re-examine, re-explain, restart over, or just re-say shit that I said in past episodes that either you didn't fully understand, I didn't fully understand, you came for me and I felt like I needed to readdress, or once I re-listened through for an edit, I was like, oh my fucking God, what the actual fuck was I even trying to say? Oh my God, what a goddamn mess. That definitely merits a re-exposé. All right, you guys, check it out. I'm just going to reiterate a bunch of shit that I need all of you to pay attention to. First and foremost, episode 1, For Blood is Thicker Than Alcohol, my second show with my co-host, my straight brother Ryan, is officially live for all of you to consume and digest. So when you get the opportunity, I need all of you to go over to Blood is Thicker Than Alcohol on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, click 5 stars, leave a review, and listen along and tell me what you guys think about my 2.0 podcast journey. I have to say, I'm having a hell of a lot more fun than I even expected to on this specific project. It's a good time. I promise you won't be disappointed. So, you know, and even slide into any one of my social DMs and tell me what you think about it. I'd really like to hear all of your feedback on what you think of Blood is Thicker Than Alcohol. Also, follow on Instagram and Threads at Blood Alcohol Pod when you get the opportunity. All right, you guys, it's January. And so what that means is I really need to start taking this donation fundraising campaign for AIDS Life Cycle very fucking seriously. Please, please, please. I need all of you to help me out. I'm trying to raise $3,500 for one of the most incredible organizations that I've ever been, that I've just, I'm just so proud to be a part of. And I'm just so happy and excited for another year of AIDS Life Cycle. And I need all of you to help me out. There's a link in this week's show notes. There's a link in all of my social media bios, every single one of my websites. If you pretty much just Google Ronnie Washburn, you can find a way to donate to my AIDS Life Cycle journey. And on that note, one last thing before we segue into the rest of this week's expose, I really need all of you to help me out by going over to RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com. And take a look at the Bossy Power Bottom Wear catalog and pick your next piece for your upcoming gay and or pride-related event. Pride is just a few months away, you guys. Get your shit now so that you can just sport that shit at your next gay event, or just shit that you want to wear to the gym so that you entice in that hot jock top that you've been eyeing at the gym for weeks and know that he will fuck you in the showers. So before we get my gay expose that just so happens to have a little reminder that Bottoms Eat Ass 2 themed undertone, first, let's get your gay expose. And this week, the question was asked to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. Do you eat ass? Yes or no? And either way, explain yourself. So let's get some of those responses now. Michael says, I'm in a place in my life now where I can actually eat ass and quite enjoy it when I'm just with a random hookup. But if it's a long-term boyfriend, especially if I'm living with them, I cannot. What? What? I have so many questions about this. Jason says, no, thank you. It's just far too risky. Nikesh, my fiance, who is answering on the show for the very first time, says, as follows. I think such an action is very intimate and is only reserved for someone special in your life. Yeah, it might be a common practice in our culture, but I still feel some things need to be saved for that one. And baby, I'm here to tell you, I eat Nikesh's ass out on a fucking regular basis. And he is the top. Think about that for a moment. Lori says, nope, gross. I find that straight men do not groom their ass, and poop in my mouth grosses me out. See, this is what I get for actually, like, asking this question to one of my girlfriends, because that's something I probably could have gone without. Kyle says, yes, if it's clean. I love how much bottoms love it, and it definitely gets me more ready, as it makes me hard and makes them looser. But I have been mostly bottoming lately, and so I haven't really had the chance. I don't really do it unless I'm topping. Okay, so Kyle, here is the deal. I'm about to dispel that myth for all of you out there that bottoms can, too, eat that ass. Ben says, I actually would really love the opportunity to eat ass more often, but because my ass is so big, that's usually where I end up, is on all fours while they're eating mine. Yes, you guys, so Ben definitely has a very delicious looking ass, and I may or may not have actually had a little taste more than once. Michael number two says it's always good to dabble with the appetizer before you get the main course. Peter says, I think you know the answer to this question. We've had multiple conversations about our mutual love for eating ass. This is also true. However, Peter, I will say this, you guys, is a top. So that's just normal. My straight brother Ryan says as follows. Ugh, I'm a little apprehensive to read this one, truth be told. Anyway, here he goes. It's hot if the person seems clean, but for some reason, I could only do it with people I was never going to have a relationship with. Plus, if they did it to me, I enjoyed it, but I lost all respect for them. Fuck, I need more therapy, I think. What the fuck is going on with this message? Should I include this? I need to ask the producers if I should include this. I'm the fucking producer. Yes, I should include this. But this is like wrong on so many levels. But also, I have to include this. This is just, this is what I get for sending my fucking brother a fucking question about eating ass. This is my own fault. So this is my own outcome. So stupid. Patrick says, I'm not really the biggest fan, but because I'm a top, I feel sometimes I'm expected to. And so therefore, sometimes I put myself in those situations where I do it, sometimes even not really wanting to, because I feel the bottom expects that from me. Jesse said, nope, never. I actually sometimes am a little tempted by some guys and the way that their ass is, it does look enticing. But the idea of poop being in that ass at one point or another just turns that switch off every time. Daniel says, I do. Truthfully, I hate lube and much prefer to lube him up with my saliva. Kevin says, I think you asked me this question once before, so I'll answer in the same way that I did back then. Sit on my face. Brenda says, no. Dominic says, no. Casey says, no. Keshev says, yes and no. Depends on the person and their taste. But if there is passion / chemistry and I enjoy their taste, then yes, I can finish just from eating. And I'm a snob and will only eat clean. LOL. Listen, the whole premise of this fucking expose this week is not to tell you that if their hole's dirty, you have to eat it. That's not what I'm trying to convince anyone of doing here. I'm just saying, like, just try it. Most guys' ass are often clean. I think you'll find the ratio from dirty to clean ass, like, pretty consistent in what I'm trying to tell you here right now. Nobody's asking anyone to eat dirty ass. There are some people, however, who are into that shit, and that is their prerogative. I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum, but that is not my yum at all whatsoever. So let's just make that shit very fucking clear. Morgan says, hell yes, I do. I love eating any hairy daddy hole. Well, that's oddly specific. But Morgan continues, whether they're a bottom verse or top verse top, etc., it gives me a lot of control since they're giving me themselves, to which I think is so hot. You know, I like a dominant bottom who doesn't give all the control. I'm not as submissive as you would think, daddy. Wait, wait, are you calling me daddy? Oh my God. Morgan continues, and thanks for fucking calling me daddy. God, they all seem to really enjoy it. Abraham says, fuck no. Sorry, some dudes just don't have the adequate hygiene. I've known gay men to get guardia from eating too much ass. Some porn stars even. And so I, like, okay, confession time, you guys. I didn't know what guardia is, and so, and I don't even know if I'm saying that shit right, because I still don't really even know what it is. So I thought maybe he was, like, trying to say gonorrhea, so I questioned him back with the word gonorrhea with a question mark, and he said, no, guardia, stomach worms. And then he sent me, like, a screenshot of, like, fucking what that actually is, and it, like, oh, it's so gross, you guys. And he's telling me that this is actually, a parasite worm or some shit that gets into your stomach from eating ass. And I just have to say one thing about this. First of all, gross. But second of all, I mean, if it goes into your stomach, will it make you skinnier? Can I lose weight from them? I have to know. Daryl says, oh my God. Jesus Christ. Well, you guys, I hope you're not eating, because this is about to get very Daryl in this moment. Oh God. Daryl says as follows, I do, but not that much. I would rather just spit on it and fuck it. But mostly, I like eating ass if it's full of a few loads of cum. You're welcome, you guys. You're welcome. And as usual, all of these answers are just one big giant cluster fuck of really just all over the place. I mean, these answers really are, like, everywhere, you guys. Like, we've literally got Daryl, who says that he only likes to eat ass when there's multiple loads seeping out of someone's hole. We've got my straight brother, Ryan, who says that he loses respect for women when they eat out his ass, and that he's probably going to need to seek out therapy for that. We've got, I forget who it was, but somebody else who said something about only eating out the ass of tricks and not being able to eat the ass out of a boyfriend or a partner or somebody that they live with. I mean, we've really just got every answer you could possibly think of. But don't worry. If you didn't get your answer read this week, just continue to follow on Instagram at @exposingmygay. And remember, the funnier the answer, the more likely you'll be read live on the show. And just as a reminder, you could also catch the question, just in case you missed the story, on Instagram at mygayexposepodcast.com under the listen tab, and you could submit your answer there. It's easy, simple, do it. You can actually leave much longer of an answer in that specific format. But now, let's get my gay expose, and you'll get all the reasons why I've decided to teach all of you this week the Eat Ass Master Class, and why I love to eat ass so much. All right, you guys, listen. I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster. And it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow my gay expose podcast to get to that next best thing. Why the hell are there gays out there that are openly admitting that they don't like to eat ass. I just don't get it. There are so many things wrong with that statement, I can't even begin to explain. Long story short, one of my favorite things in this world to do is eat ass. In fact, in most of my sexual encounters, I really just love to go in for the kill. In fact, during my gay walk of shame era, one of the most epic and iconic stories that has ever lied in this gay walk of shame era was this one time I actually went over to a guy who just so happened to identify as a total top. And I don't know, I felt like really drawn to his ass. His ass was just like hypnotizing. Like I remember I went over to his house and he was getting home at the same time. We had kind of preset up this little encounter prior, but like he was like, hey, just let me go shower really quick and, you know, just have a seat on the couch and I'll be right out. And I was like, all right. And I'll never forget it as long as I fucking live. Like he walked out of his fucking bathroom wrapped in a towel and then he just kind of dropped his towel and he was sort of like fixing his hair in the mirror and his back was to me and I could not take my eyes off that beautiful, delicious bubble butt. Oh my God, it was just everything. And truth be told, going into the sexual encounter, the obvious idea was that he was just gonna fuck me. And the whole time we were like, you know, fooling around and going through the motions of doing foreplay, etc., I couldn't get my mind off that fucking ass. Like it was just there. In fact, as he was fucking me in one specific scenario, like I think it was on my back and he was kind of like fucking me and he was above me and I was sort of jerking myself off at the same time. And I actually kind of like thought about his ass. And I think that's what made me actually come when he was fucking me. So there's that. So, I admit it. I am that fucking bottom that loves ass. Like there is really nothing in this world that I love more than the beautiful definition of a male butt, especially when it's super bubbly. But long story short, with this specific guy, like I remember when we finished, like he came, I came, we were just kind of chatting after the fact. And I just couldn't get my mind off that ass. And so I asked him if he would let me eat his ass. It just came out of my mouth. Like it literally just dropped out of my fucking mouth. I don't even know what I was thinking. And he just looked at me and was like, no, absolutely not. I can't. And I looked at him again and I was like, listen, you've got a beautiful butt. And I just have to say, I really just want to go for it. I think you should let me. And he kind of looked at me with hesitation, but I could just see it in his eyes. Like he fucking wanted it. And so while he professed that he had never before this moment, like actually allowed anyone else to get anywhere near his ass with their face, I, you guys, fucking spread those beautiful bubbly cheeks wide and just went to fucking town on that ass. And he was like screaming, you guys, like screaming. Like I knew when I was finished that he was just like loving every single fucking moment. Funny enough, long story short, he hit me up so many fucking times and you guys, no fucking joke. He didn't even want to fuck anymore. He just wanted me to solely eat out his ass. Like I fucking full on broke him in, or I fucking full on broke his ass in. Yes. And so at that moment, I kind of realized like there were tops out there that like refused to allow, you know, the bottom to actually eat their ass. So I actually tried my very best each time I hooked up with a guy that actually had a nice, juicy, eatable ass that you could bounce a quarter off of, if I could just go for it. And really, I mean, I got a lot of no's, but every time a guy allowed me to do it, I really just felt like this is a skill set that I think that I should put on my fucking resume, because I honestly 1000% feel like I should teach this as a fucking masterclass, like fucking 101, like eating ass 101. Like I could write the book on all the proper things that you should be doing when eating ass. So That being said, I have a lot to say about this whole ass-eating thing. First and foremost, why can't a fucking bottom eat ass? I am that fucking bottom that will and loves and goes through the motions of trying my very best to eat that ass. I've actually been known, truth be told, to actually hit guys up on Grindr simply to eat ass, like bottoms, like guys who actually profess to be full on bottoms. Like, I mean, I've talked about this so many times on this show. There's no penetrative sex at all whatsoever happening with two bottoms. I mean, we could try and play bumper cars all we want, but really, I just fucking love ass that much that I am perfectly fine with going over to a guy's place and jerking myself off while I feast on that juicy, delicious bubble ass. Every time I eat my fiance's ass out and I just hear him moan and squirm and enjoy every single fucking moment, I know that I was put on this fucking planet to eat his ass. It's what I was meant for. And baby, I enjoy every fucking moment. And why not? Why can't bottoms eat ass too? In fact, speaking of, on my Bossy Power Bottom wear line, if you take a look through the catalog, there is one specific shirt that says bottoms eat ass too. And truth be told, it is in the top five in regards to sales. So it's like, I think it's like the fourth most purchased piece in the collection. So there's clearly a market for this because after all, you guys, bottoms eat ass too. So when you get the opportunity, go over to RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com and check through the catalog and pick up your bottoms eat ass too t-shirt. Do it now, you guys. Do it now. But that it just begs the question, why are we stigmatizing and stereotyping the fact that the notion that bottoms aren't supposed to eat ass? I'm pointing out to you and the world that I am a bottom, but I also love to eat that fucking ass, period. So for all of you out there who, for some fucking reason, are openly gay and openly admitting that they refuse to actually eat ass, there's so many things that you should just abandon in that, like, what seems to be like a insecurity of yours or a fear of yours, and just fucking full on embrace the ass. Like, just go for it. Just do it. First and foremost, most gays who are going into a sexual encounter, regardless of whether they're a top or whether they're a fucking bottom, they shower and they clean themselves. So I don't really feel like you have to worry about what it is that I think most people are worried about, is the smell, the stink, and the like random notion that potentially there is a little bit of a smell. Now, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I have been in situations where there is a little bit of a smell and it kind of just comes off as a little bit of a turnoff, but you just have to kind of go with it as you see fit. And it really just depends on how daring you really truly want to be. But like in my experience, most, and when I say most, I'm going to go out on a limb and say like 96% of guys are fully clean, fully delicious, and fully just, I could go to town on for fucking hours and hours. So there's that. And just keep that in mind. But also there's butt scrubs, which have increasingly been a hell of a lot more popular, especially lately. I remember when I actually recorded this original, The Rimming Truth of Gays That Like to Eat Ass. In that time frame, these butt scrubs by like Pure for Men and like there's a couple of other companies that had them, and I've talked about them a few times on the show. They were just brand new and they're just basically like, for those who aren't in the know, they're like a granulate style, like coffee ingredient butt scrub that really just kind of, the entire premise and purpose of it is to sort of exfoliate inside your asshole. And like, it just, if there's any remnants of anything there at all whatsoever, It just gets rid of all the scent or smell, and it actually has a very delicious coffee and sweet flavoring to it. So on that note, another fun, innovative project that I'm working on, which I'm actually kind of not supposed to talk about at this moment. So I really hope that the people I'm working with on this project aren't listening, because it's still, we're still in the negotiation process. I am officially getting ready to launch, well, not launch, but start the creation process to eventually launch my very own butt scrub line. And you guys, I'm so excited about this, because guess what the name is going to be? The name of this fucking butt scrub line is actually going to be, wait for it, Bossy Power Bottom. I mean, it has to be, right? Because it comes from me. So the butt scrub line will be called Bossy Power Bottom. And my idea for the scrub line is to basically take multiple different flavors and variations of this butt scrub and name them different specific gay-related names that I haven't quite come up with just yet. So stay tuned for all of that fun shit, because that's going to be a hell of a lot of fun to create. I just sort of envision, like, myself as Kylie Jenner doing, like, her Insta stories where she does, like, her fucking, like, lip kit lines. And she puts all the, like, swatch little situations with the lip kits all over her arms, and she, like, names them all, like, random names. That's really what I'm gonna do now. Can you guys see it? Like, getting a male model and, like, having him drop his pants and laying, and me swatching, like, my butt scrub line on his ass and telling you all the names. What? Like, I can't wait. I'm so fucking excited. So there will be different flavors, and please don't tell the people I'm working with that I told you this on the show. And I haven't said anything, I feel, at this point that will incriminate any of that shit that I have already signed. So we're in the clear as of right now. But that is the idea, and that is something that you should full-on fucking invest in. Even if you don't get my line, which you probably should, because you heard it here first, hopefully. Butt scrubs are like a godsend for those who just love to eat ass. And it's just one of those things where you just exfoliate in the ass. It kind of just absorbs into the skin itself, to the place where the granulate just sort of disintegrates into the ass. And you just, it's just so fucking delicious and just so fulfilling, rewarding, and just, oh, you guys. But before we actually segue out of this specific topic, there's one thing that I'm really pissed off about. And I think that maybe this is why gays say that they don't actually like to eat ass, because I sort of feel like maybe they don't actually know what they're fucking doing. And that's what I'd like to chalk this up to, is that they don't know what they're fucking doing. I can't tell you how many fucking times I've seen a goddamn porn star open a guy's cheeks and, like, fucking lick their tongue on the asshole like it's a fucking cute little meek kitten licking milk out of a fucking water bowl. No, no, no. That is not how you fucking eat ass. You guys, you literally open those cheeks wide and you fucking bury your entire face in, as if you're just, like, fucking going to town and sucking that hole. Like, that is the proper way to eat ass. And I promise you, you'll get good results. The next time you go to eat any guy's ass, give it a try. Suck on that hole. It's literally like the same thing or same concept as sucking a dick. Like, you actually have to be good and know it, what you know what you're doing in regards to doing this. Because, I mean, how many times have you had a bad blowjob? I've had bad blowjobs. So I know that there are people out there who are not eating ass properly. And I sort of feel like the apprehensiveness of all these gays who say that they don't eat ass is a prime example of why people aren't doing this shit right. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about eating ass, feel free to call the official My Gay Exposé podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave a message, and tell me why you don't eat ass, because I really kind of fucking want to know. And tell me how much you enjoy ass too, because that just makes my day so much more brighter, and just knowing that I've held somebody's hand through a process that everyone should just be indulging in. It's just, it's everything, you guys. Again, I could teach a fucking masterclass on this art form, if that's what you want to call it, whatever. But at any rate, if you guys aren't eating ass, you fucking should be. So get in that moment, hit up a guy on Grindr, and eat that fucking ass. And just know that when you're in your next sexual encounter, there's no reason why you shouldn't just look at the guy you're hooking up with, even though you're the bottom, and say to him, "Can I eat your ass?" And when he says yes, and you pull out your tub of Bossy Power Bottom butt scrub, you know that you're going to enjoy it so much more than you would without the product. I'm plugging this shit even before it's created. But you guys, bottoms eat ass too. Like, and that's it. That's the end. There's no more to say. So what do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, gays and straights, hot jock tops, and bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I'd like to think that we learned a whole hell of a lot. Listen, at any rate, I just want to say, I hope you guys didn't think that this was actually going to be like a full-on eat-ass masterclass. No, that's actually just the catchiest thing that I could think to title this week's expose. And really, I just wanted to just show all of you out there just exactly how much I love to eat that fucking ass. And if you're not eating ass, first of all, why not? And second of all, just all of you bossy power bottoms out there, the next time you go over to that hot jock tops place to fuck, just simply do yourself a favor and ask your hot jock top if you can eat his ass. I mean, what's the worst he can say? No, right? At least, listen, at any rate, you knew that you just did your due diligence and that's all you have to do. And who knows, maybe you could eat that hot jock top ass. There's nothing better in this world. But I really just want to hear from all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. What the fuck do you think? What is your stance on eating ass? Do you do it? Do you not do it? Tell me all the reasons why by giving me a call at the official My Gay Exposé podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in. Leave a message and tell me all about it. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 stars. Follow on Spotify. Don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé Podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Positive Plus One. All at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, mygayexposepodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know about the show, including the official show question of the week for the Your Gay Expose segment each and every week. And don't forget to check out the official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear, at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com. Pick your next piece for your upcoming gay and or pride related event or just shit that you want to wear to the gym to ensure that you get fucked in the showers. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me, Exposing My Gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and you'll excuse me, I'm going to go eat some ass right now. And with all of you, next time. Yeah. This week's expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.